from turn up to turn down. Thankfully, Kanye wasn't to blame.
And hopefully Travis Scott won't be on the Kardashian-Jenner's banned list after these cheating allegations.
Plus, Madonna might, honey, want to think twice before expressing herself on the internet. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! Now you already know we're gonna have a lit show today, and to help us again is CNN Headline News Entertainment reporter Melissa Knowles.
Hey everybody. Ooh, I like that intro. Happy to be back here. Headcrack, what is the latest dish?
All right, well, it looks like Blue Ivy is not afraid to put up the big bucks. So Blue, along with her parents Beyonce and Jay-Z, attended the 2022 Wearable Art Gala in LA over the weekend, and Blue was given the opportunity to participate in the luxury auction with adult supervision, of course. And she placed a bid of $80,000 for a pair of Lorraine Schwartz diamond earrings, which were once worn by her mom, Beyonce. But yeah. Okay.
So, Melissa, honey, now you're a nose, honey.
I am.
So did you ever, honey, have to borrow money from your niece, Little Blue?
Not yet, but I'm not too proud. I'll tell you that right now. If Blue is doing it like that, I mean, just make it rain right over here. I'll take it.
But you think Blue Ivy used her own money? Oh, that was...
Of course.
Yeah, that's the folks, though. But just
could be hers, though.
It could be.
But I'm going to need her to stay a child. I'm just tired of her being an adult.
They just wanted her to have fun and take part in the auction, Gary.
I remember I went to an auction one time. I went to an auction fundraiser one time. I got busted for bidding like $30 for like a pie. You know what I'm saying? Not an $80,000 earring auction. Jeez.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm cool with raffles, but, you know, as a black man, I avoid auctions. But the,
I understand.
It was impressive to, you know, see so many people come out dressed to the nines. You know what I'm saying?
That
rocking their Flyers gear. And even with, like, you know, the Renaissance Tour tickets, two got sold for $150,000.
That part.
Wow.
If I was going to pay that, I'm on the whole tour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Right.
Well, y'all, Kim Kardashian wanted to celebrate her 42nd birthday with a bang. But unfortunately, that did not happen.
Oh,
I know. Apparently, Kim and her gang flew from L.A. in Kylie's private jet, because they do that, to Las Vegas for dinner and an Usher concert. But unsafe weather conditions caused the plane to turn around and return to L.A.
Oh, no. That was going to be a great night.
It was going to be fun. It was. And maybe it still was. Instead of calling it a night, though, Kim and her crew decided to stop at the fast food spot In-N-Out Burger for a late night meal.
Wow.
I'm down for a late night meal.
Yeah, me too, but that just don't seem like some place they would go.
Like In-N-Out? Anticlimactic.
Oh,
you know, In-N-Out
is
LA
good,
classic.
But they would cater it. They would get it catered to the plane.
Last minute?
Did they stop in the jet or they got out of the car?
They had to get out of the car. So, how do you guys think this convo went between Kim and her crew after finding out they couldn't land in Vegas?
Like, oh, Brad, I know they
if you
upset.
Were Kim, if you were Kim Kardashian talking to the pilot and the plane was too bumpy, what do you think Kim would say?
If the plane was too bumpy?
Yeah. The weather made his weather's what made him turn
unsafe
around.
Unsafe conditions.
I would say, hey guys, can we just go to In-N-Out Burger? We can see Usher next time. Or we can just bring his concert here to our house in Calabasas.
Oh, man, that's cute.
Just like that, huh?
That's pretty accurate, I would think.
But I feel like they went to In-N-Out to still stunt because they don't want to repeat outfits.
Yeah.
Maybe like, oh, y'all look at us, look what we wore.
They could have went anywhere, though. Yeah. They could have went anywhere.
But I don't. Yeah, they could have gone anywhere, but I don't like the name of that hamburger place.
In-N-Out?
Honey, with
why
like
not?
I don't like the name for Kim, honey.
You don't like the double-double?
Mm-mm. In-N-Out.
What about animal style?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, you know animal style, Gary.
Didn't you come up with that name?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right, okay. Well, speaking of the Kardashian-Jenners, guys, Travis Scott's shutting down claims he cheated on Kylie Jenner. Apparently, his rumored ex-fleen, Rogine Carr, posted a video hinting that the two were recently on the same set of one of his productions. But Travis took to his IG late Saturday to address the weird stuff going on. He wrote, an uninvited person was sneaking photos on what was supposed to be a closed set while I was directing a video. I don't know this person. I've never been with this person. So please stop with the continuous cyber games and the fictional storytelling. Now, Travis claiming that he doesn't know her, but supposedly the rumor is that the two of them hooked up back in 2013, long before he started dating Kylie. So who do you think is telling the truth?
You know, she is. That boy don't want to stop them damn private jet flights. So, honey, he better go ahead and
if
say something,
if this was before
honey.
Kylie, it shouldn't be a problem. It would just be, I didn't know this chick was coming on set. I don't know who brought her on set.
Right.
Yeah, I hollered at her before back in the day. So what? She don't mean nothing to me now. I'm with you. Let's move on.
And then if you are the side chick, you know the rules, man. Don't go over there and create smoke where there ain't no smoke, man. Like, you're supposed to be flying low under the radar. Don't make this man be in a position where you got to tell fantastical lies. Just to keep it going.
I had to look her up on IG, and she's got 400,000 followers. I think she's chasing a little clout.
She's been holding on to this story forever and couldn't wait to be somewhere to be able to put it out.
Well, now we're talking about her, so, I mean.
Exactly.
Let me guess.
She got what she wanted.
OnlyFans dropping next week.
Let me set up the alert just for research.
Research. You already followed her.
Okay. All right, you guys. Over the weekend, Madonna turned the celebration into a beef. Ooh, Lord. Mm. On IG, she commemorated the 30th anniversary of her groundbreaking photo book, Sex, which showed her exploring her sexual fantasies, darling. She ended the post by saying, "Now Cardi B can sing about her Kim Kardashian can grace the cover of any magazine with her naked ass, and Miley Cyrus can come in like a wrecking ball. You're welcome, One guess as to which one of those women were pissed off, guys? Anybody?
Who we could imagine.
Probably not Miley.
Absolutely Cardi B. Because she don't hold back, baby. No. In some now-deleted tweets, Cardi went off saying, Madonna had become so disappointing. Well, Jason Lee at Hollywood Unlocked got the two stars on the phone, and they worked things out. Cardi even explained why she felt hurt. Check this out.
My feelings was a little hurt because, to me, Madonna is not just not no regular artist. She's actually somebody that I really look up to. I'm a fan of all of her songs. I perform her songs in my talent show. She's one of my favorite artists.
Now, do y'all think Madonna was being cute, or did Cardi have the right to be
Madonna
cute?
Did start this, and she was the trendsetter here. Had not been for Madonna, when, what's her name?
Corinne Stephens. Madonna started what?
She was had the nakedness, the kissing women, the doing all this stuff that Cardi B is trying to do. Now, honey, Madonna was that girl.
She's
honey.
A trailblazer. You're in her
there's
own
no
way.
Doubt about it.
And I guess she's asking for respect, but I'm not sure that's the right way to get it, by saying what she said.
Well, had she not started, but she was the one, she was before Cardi B ass.
Yeah, but there were some black people, I think, that made it.
Shout out to Josephine Baker.
Madonna did it first.
You were just voguing off of Madonna. Yeah.
That's like what I was.
All right, y'all. Speaking of wild women, Drew Barrymore was kind of wild back in the day, too. She's admitted that. She had George Clooney on her talk show recently, and they flashed back to 2002 when they made the movie Confessions of a Dangerous Mind together. Drew had just split from her husband at the time, Tom Green, and she shared how she had some fun with George's friend. Take a look at this.
Got so drunk while we were making Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, I made out with Waldo. So, yeah.
That's all I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Waldo is like George's best friend, and like they work together. And then, the next day at work, I was like, cool.
Where is Waldo?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Gary, do you kiss and tell?
Hell no. No, ma'am. Not
do you even kiss?
No. Well, I kiss, but I ain't telling, baby, honey, because everybody's got
a... I'm not surprised she said anything and named them, because I feel like everybody likes to share all of their business nowadays.
Oh, that's the word. I mean, anything to get people talking about your podcast, your talk show, you know what I mean? It ain't no, like, scandal sells. So, she playing the game.
Up next, we've been saying bye, Felicia, since the movie Friday. But is it time to say hi, Felicia? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Now, it looks like we need to stop saying bye, Felicia, and start saying hi, Felicia, to her instead. So, Angela Means, the actress who played Felicia in the movie Friday, says her character has been trashed for 30 years. And she tired of people being mean to Felicia, man. I understand the vibes, you know? Like, when you kill it so hard, you know, people, you know, like they could be, you know, talking crazy. Check this out.
You never saw Felicia doing drugs. She wasn't a crackhead. She just lost. And everybody lost ain't a dope fiend. They've been telling Felicia bye for 30 years. When y'all gonna say hi, Felicia? Y'all gonna say hi, Felicia? I got you.
Why is she carrying this like this?
Because she's hurt, Brad.
We don't want to know her story. The story wasn't about her. Ice Cube didn't write the story about her. Felicia was a character that seemed to be a crackhead, and that's that.
I want to know more about Craig's sister, played by Regina King, who you never saw again after the first movie.
Right. Yeah. Right. She ain't complaining because she went on to do more work.
But also, you have by Felicia. Like, that is an iconic phrase.
It's good.
It is.
All use. It's something
that... But she's tired of it, though. You're not listening. listen, Melissa, she's tired of that.
Nobody would know.
She needs to flip it. She needs to like flip it and
own
it.
Yeah.
Like, get on Cameo and give out her own Bye Felicias. Like,
oh, she could have been in people's videos being Bye Felicia. Like, she could have turned it on the ground.
Even in the LGBTQ space, you could be Bye Felicia. You know what I'm saying? And you open yourself up to a whole different audience of people, man. Felicia, we love you.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Bye Felicia.
Thank you for that.
Okay, you guys. We definitely didn't see Dish coming. Now, Georgia State candidate Herschel Walker has been the center of a lot of messy controversy surrounding allegations from ex-lovers, including claims that he was their baby daddy.
Oh.
Well, it all came to a head last week when a comedian prankster from The Good Liars crashed Herschel's moment on stage during his campaign rally and tried to gift him a roll of... Drum roll, please.
I legit thought Herschel was going to say thanks for the balloons.
He looked like he wanted to put them paws on him, but he couldn't do nothing in front of all those people.
It's surprising that he was able to hold himself back and remain composed when that happened in front of all those people, too.
It'd be a whole other didn't see
Fish coming. Black,
this guy get up on the stage, though.
He does this all the time. Like, there's so many videos of these dudes getting on stage, getting close to, like, Mike Pence and a bunch of other people.
Because, see, he don't look crazy. He looks very studious, like a nerd in college or in school.
If he was an African in America, honey,
he would have been way different. He wouldn't have got that close had he looked like Felicia.
Full circle. Full circle, everybody.
All right, well, we really didn't see Dish coming today because we got another one, and this one is right on time for spooky season. So if you want to talk to your loved ones on the other side while enjoying a boozy brunch, then you need to make a reservation at Brunched by an Angel in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's cute.
Is it?
Here's the deal. You can have a tasty brunch while spending time with celebrity mediums who will connect you with your loved ones on the other side over a slice of toast.
Anybody, that's all we got. Hey,
you probably got some bacon and eggs. Okay, Brad, would you have a medium brunch to talk to someone on the other side?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I think it's a cute idea, but I don't do that. I don't mess around with that.
No.
I ain't going to the other side. I don't want them talking to me. If anything, I see somebody in my dream, and it's a dream. But don't be sitting down and somebody talking through somebody. I just don't know if I believe in that.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to Betty Ford, because I know she got that old school Hollywood tea. Like, oh, Annette Funicello was a thot, ladies. You know, I want that 50s, 60s Hollywood tea that you just don't get no more, just to see how people were moving in the time
they
before social media.
Ones, not for some tea.
I guess I would go with my great-great-grandmother, because I want to know how she survived such a turbulent time. And, we got through that to get to where I am today, standing on the shoulders of giants. She's one of those giants.
You do that over
what
a Belgian
waffle?
What
would make you believe the medium?
I mean, as a cocktail. So
that's what would make you believe is it.
Okay.
I think the more you drink, the more they have to say.
Yeah, right.
All right, y'all, coming up, get ready to drink up, because we have another edition of That's right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, welcome back, y'all. All right, it is time for kissing sound. Okay, first up, we have Pink, ladies and gentlemen. She dropped this bikini pic and said, Mexico makes me thirsty. Hashtag thirst trap. Hashtag strong like bull. All right. She came out and said that this was a thirst trap. So, do we agree?
Yes.
I'm going to go with not a trap. She's always in some level of shape, and she's not in it. This is just her being great on a normal day.
Would that get the swipe right, Brett?
It's a swipe right.
A swipe right. You know, like
Tinder.
Oh, my God.
On Tinder. Left, right.
On like Tinder or Bumble, like a swipe right.
I've never
right.
been on Tinder.
If you like something, you swipe right. And if you don't like it, you swipe left.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to swipe up.
I'm just swipe up and go to the next thing. Let's go to the next one.
Plus, you're done swiping, so there's that.
One of Brad's favorites, Jason Momoa, Aquaman, went out fishing for aku, which in Hawaiian means skipjack tuna. But in the video, he seems to be wearing some kind of sumo wrestler thong or something. He even called himself Aquaman. I get it. So what is this a thirst trap, guys?
This is a thirst trap.
Oh, really?
I am so trapped. I wasn't reading the caption. If Jason Momoa posts a picture like that, I'm just looking and swiping and looking again.
I didn't want to see all that.
I didn't
It makes me feel like I want to take a bite out of crime.
And you said it's not a trap?
Oh, it's not a trap.
And then if you're going to show your ass, tan that thing. Make it the same color as your... It's all white and pale.
I don't care what color it is.
He's giving us too much Moa here, you know.
Sound like some hate.
I want some Moa, okay? Okay? Sorry, honey, I love you. That's my husband. Sorry.
Everybody gets a whole pass, right? Mm-hmm.
He's my one.
Well, all right, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Movie!
It's a trap.
Now, we're going for thirst traps, the honey traps. And what's a honey trap, you might ask? Well, let me break it down for you. Now, honey trapping is a new social media phenomenon where women provide a service to other women trying to see if their men are loyal. Now, Liz Shelby is a 19-year-old British woman featured in the documentary Cheat Detectives, The Loyalty Test. And she says she gets hundreds of messages from women asking her to DM their men to see if they're going to cheat. So she hits up guys, asks for their phone number or Snapchat, and then tells their ladies whether they gave it to her or not. So what y'all think? Is this a good idea or not?
I think it's a great idea.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, honey. I think it's a great idea. If you want to find out if Leroy is cheating, honey, call Megan and have Megan call him.
You know what? And I'm glad you said that, Gary. So, you know, would you do this if somebody reached out to you and said, Gary, could you please see if my man is cheating on me by reaching out to him?
You've been honey trapping?
Yes. This is the deal. I would do it, but I would tell him I'm doing it. So then he could say, no, he didn't do it. Then we could get together.
All right. So it's not Gary with the T. It's Gary with the trap services.
Yes.
Like a reverse trap.
But where he gets... It's the prize himself.
Yes.
And lies about the person cheating.
It's like
so
Bailey.
The man. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would just do it one time.
Sure.
Just one more
That's
time.
That's a full-blown service, honey.
Yeah. Well, up next, y'all, Snoop Dogg, honey, once held some auditions. But wait till you hear what it was.
Ooh.
Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, one of Snoop Doggy Dogg's employees, Renegade Piranha, who rolls his joints for him, might have the best job in the world. But it didn't come without a little competition, y'all. Take a look how she landed this gig.
I had a roll-off with a sound engineer that works with Snoop, that I guess Snoop kind of, like, recommended. Mm-hmm. And then a Venezuelan cigar roller, like, who, like, rolls, like, big boy stogies at parties. And I smoked them, to say the least, in that competition.
Smoked them.
Those are the times we're living in. You went from, like, how many words per minute can you type to, like, how many blunts can you roll an hour? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Tanner, why you didn't apply for that job?
Let me tell you something. I would not get hired. I can't hang. I wish I could, but I can't hang.
You wouldn't have to smoke it. You just got to roll it.
It just, my face tingles. I'm no good, guys. I am no good.
You better get away from my backpack.
Face and I start tingling. If you had so much money that you could hire someone to just do one little thing for you, what would you have them do?
I would have like a translator, like, you know, like I wouldn't like talk to people like loudly outright. I would just whisper stuff into his ear and he communicates just to make it weird. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Really like, weird.
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about that?
Nah, it's just like that would be my thing. He said no. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.